CNA in Asheville, North Carolina, monitoring.
CNA, it is KM4 TPU in Union, South Carolina, hearing you. Pretty good down here in Union.
Morning to you down there in Union. How you doing?
Good, pretty good.
Getting in the repeater okay?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Getting about a 7 on the scale on it, and I'm running high power. I've got about 65 watts going here, so I should be hitting it pretty good.
Signal, but it's a little bit of crackling in the background. I can still hear you. Understand you good, though.
A crackling, too. When you're transmitting, you've got quite a bit of hum with you, too, though. I don't know what that is. Go ahead.
Understand that. Never heard nobody say that. Maybe because the furnace is running. I don't know. I just got a little Lenco mobile sitting up on the little coffee table beside the recliner here on the J-pole outside.
Machine, but no problem. How's your weather down that way?
Off now. Hopefully all that rain's gone.
Hopefully until tomorrow, huh?
I'm at it again. I'm ready for it to be gone and dry up some. I got some storm damage to fix. Got some vinyl siding that's been tore off, and I can fix some of it back. Some of it has to be replaced.
Yeah, I understand that. Believe me, been there and done that. Well, so you're running an Elenco, huh? I've got an Elenco handheld. They're pretty good little rigs.
About all I've had, I had a ICOM to start with. I got aggravated with trying to change the set. Every time I want to change a different station, I had to reset everything because it wouldn't hold the frequencies in memory. And I got this one from a buddy of mine that got me, helped me get the license and stuff. I guess if it wasn't for him, I'd still be out of it, just wishing I was doing it.
I certainly understand that. Yeah, they're pretty good little radios. I run a Kenwood TM281 here on the it's a mobile, but I've got it on power pack, a power supply here in the house on a J-pole. And for HF, I run an ICOM 735, which it's an old radio, but it works really well. I like it. And that's about all I've got other than the little Elenco handheld. I've got the Elenco, I think, is a DJ500 dual bander, 440 and 2 meter. Go ahead.
It's a dual bander, but he's got a 460, 422 program that he's left it on, but I've never messed with it as far as the 400 megahertz that ever heard anybody on or nobody came back to. I never really messed with it. KM4 TPU.
4CNA. Well, I'm going to tell you, I learned something the other day. 440 is a different beast. Whereas you can hit 2 meter repeaters with practically nothing, 440 is a different story. It's more, it's really more line of sight. I found that out. And it's hard to hit repeaters. I can only hit one. And I've talked on it one time to a friend of mine who I had to get him on another frequency to get him to meet me over there to try it. And it worked fine, but, you know, it's like it's the only one I can hit, and there's a lot of them around here. Go ahead.
I was in Spartanburg, but apparently nobody ever messes with them from what I saw when I had to just messing around and looking for the repeaters and program and changing around there, but call out and nobody ever responded. I don't know if it was just a little, if you ain't talked to somebody on that repeater before and nobody responds or what.
Peter, key up when you hit it?
Yeah.
You were getting in then. You may, you know, just cause, I mean, I know I key it up, but that don't mean I'm getting in that great because I'm just running a little rubber duck. But I even hooked this thing to a 440 mobile antenna, and it did better. And my J-pole I have outside, it's a dual band, so I even hooked it to it. and can still only hit one repeater. So, like I said, it's really line of sight, for real, just, you know, with that 440. Go ahead.
I also got a Yaesu HF in there, 28 megahertz, to hook up, and through the Shelby Hamfest, I got an antenna for it, but my living situation, I bought a lot, talking about moving my house to the mobile home, figured I'd wait till I get down there to put it up.
I understand that. What was your call again?
For TPU, it's Tony, down in Union, South Carolina.
For Tony Papa Victor, is that it?
I said the last one, KM4TPU, last one be a U.
Roger, sorry about that, Tony, I got you this time. Okay, very good. Well, I'll put you down in my QRZ as a contact for sure, and I'll let you go. I don't want to tie the frequency up, but I just thought I'd jump on here and see if anybody was around.
You ain't holding me up. I've got a comic to go see tonight, and I'm just sitting here trying to figure out where I want to eat supper in Morganton. Leanne Morgan's going to be at the comma thing, Morganton Auditorium up there tonight.
Well, I'm not quite sure who that is, but so she's a comedian? I looked you up on QRZ, and you're in Jonesville, South Carolina, huh?
I'm on the northern edge of Union County, right next to Belt Distribution.
Okay, very good. Well, I hope you have fun at the show tonight. Yeah, I tell you, those comedians or something else. It's been a long time since I've been to a comedy show, but it sounds like fun. I'll say 7-3 to you. I need to get out of here anyway. I'm going to try to get back on HF and see if the band ever straightened up a little bit. So if I hear you again, I'll definitely give you a holler there, Tony. There, Roger?
Well, damn, you give me a holler. A lot of times I'm just sitting here. I get aggravated with coming back or listening to this station before, because a lot of people seem to key up for no reason, and I had just come back to it listening in, missing certain people that I had been talking to before, especially when they do the net thing. But I'm glad I called you. You give me a holler anytime. KM4TPU, say 73.
So have a good day, and have fun tonight. Catch you later. KM4TPU, this is W4CNA. We'll catch you later, Tony.
Sir, KM4TPU, 73.